Two hands.
Two hands. And then, oh, what's his name? The palm of the hand. That, he said, palm. Now, I say palm, and that's what we're looking for.
Oh,
see how we have to see how we different.
He said palm.
Oh, the palm. Like the palm of your hand.
Oh, I see.
You said palm.
Yeah,
when I call it the palm.
And what's this whole thing?
Rolling on.
And
at wrist.
What? Mean your
four elbow.
Yeah.
I always call that my stomach.
Yeah.
Cause I've been told the stomach is up here. My doctor told me that's not a lot of bones. It is your stomach up here.
I know, I remember.
Okay. So did you used to eat so much, that one?
Well,
what would you call this whole?
I call it thigh and leg.
Uh-huh. And this is a
knee.
This right.
I call that the belly of a leg.
The belly of a leg?
See, my leg got a belly on it. Yeah, I call that the leg. See, that drop down, the belly of my leg. I call it leg belly.
Have you ever called a calf?
I was called a belly of a leg. I don't ever say nothing about a calf. I said, look at the belly of my leg.
See, I don't remember that. What do you call the front of it?
I call that the front of my leg. I call this the belly of my leg. Look at here.
Do you ever say shin?
I just said the top of my leg and the belly of my leg. That's all I always say.
What didn't you call this though?
Ankle.
And this whole part right down in here?
Feet.
And, what time did you get up this morning?
About 3 o'clock.
And what would you say if you got up about 45 minutes later than that?
Gosh, your old slip is down.
No, I mean, but... Well, what time would you say if you got up?
He's trying to get you to say 3:30.
No, 45 minutes later. 45. Or say, what would you say it would be?
What, when you want to get up?
45 minutes after 2. That's what he's trying to get you to
say. Or really?
What would you say in your words?
Yeah. How would you read the clock if it was 45 minutes after that? What time would you say it was?
3:45, 3:30, or something like that.
Would you say it's how much till 4?
I'd say 5 or 10 minutes 4.
Or do you ever say quarter till or 15?
Quarter till, I'd say quarter till.
Do you know those things that carpenters set boards on? They go up like this, and they set a board on them, and they saw it? What do you call that, horses?
Or a riding horse.
And well, what do you call something you set a log on the saw and it looks like this? And then you set the log in between, you got two of them, and you set the log in between them.
Or the dog.
And for sawing on? And you saw the log on that or cut on?
Well, the sawmill, they got what they call a dog.
Uh huh.
Called a saw dog.
What do you call the thing that's got four wheels and the baby sleeps in it sometimes and you can push it, anything like that?
Carriage.
Yeah. And if you've got the carriage out and you're taking your baby around, what do you say you're doing to it?
You're taking it apart for exercise.
Yeah, and what you say the baby's riding in it or are you pushing it or what?
The baby riding the baby.
Yeah. Now this is the last one, but this one's hard. It says, what do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field